Mark, a lesser house of Valyrian descent, to fill their coffers off the passing trade. Valyrian ships, along with those of another allied Valyrian house, the Celtigars of Claw Isle, dominated the middle reaches of the narrow sea, whilst the Targaryens ruled the skies with their dragons. Yet even so, for the best part of 100 years after the doom of Valyria, the rightly named Century of Blood, House Targaryen looked east, not west, and took little interest in the affairs of Westeros. Gaemon Targaryen, brother and husband to Daenys the Dreamer, followed Aenar the Exile as Lord of Dragonstone and became known as Gaemon the Glorious. Gaemon's son Aegon and his daughter Elaena ruled together after his death. After them, the lordship passed to their son Maegon, his brother Aerys, and Aerys's sons Aelix, Balon, and Daemion. The last of the three brothers was Daemion, whose son Aerion then succeeded to Dragonstone. The Aegon, who would be known to history as Aegon the Conqueror and Aegon the Dragon, was born on Dragonstone in 27 BC. He was the only son and second child of Aerion, Lord of Dragonstone, and Lady Valena of House Valerian, herself half Targaryen on her mother's side. Aegon had two true-born siblings, an elder sister, Visenya, and a younger sister, Rhaenys. It had long been the custom amongst the dragon lords of Valyria to wed brother to sister, to keep the bloodlines pure. But Aegon took both his sisters to bride. By tradition, he would have been expected to wed only his older sister, Visenya. The inclusion of Rhaenys as a second wife was unusual, though not without precedent. It was said by some that Aegon wed Visenya out of duty and Rhaenys out of desire. All three siblings had shown themselves to be dragon lords before they wed. Of the five dragons who had flown with Aenar the Exile from Valyria, only one survived to Aegon's day, the great beast called Balerion, the Black Dread. The dragons Vhagar and Meraxes were younger, hatched on Dragonstone itself. A common myth, oft heard amongst the ignorant, claims that Aegon Targaryen had never set foot upon the soil of Westeros until the day he set sail to conquer it, but this cannot be truth. Years before that sailing, the Painted Table had been carved and decorated at Lord Aegon's command, a massive slab of wood some 50 feet long, carved in the shape of Westeros, and painted to show all the woods and rivers and towns and castles of the Seven Kingdoms. Plainly, Aegon's interest in Westeros long predated the events that drove him to war. As well, there are reliable reports of Aegon and his sister Visenya visiting the citadel of Old Town in their youth and hawking on the arbour as guests of Lord Redwine. He may have visited Lannisport as well. Accounts differ. The Westeros of Aegon's youth was divided into 7 quarrelsome kingdoms, and there was hardly a time when 2 or 3 of these kingdoms were not at war with one another. The vast, cold, stony north was ruled by the Starks of Winterfell. In the deserts of Dorne, the Martell princes held sway. The gold-rich Westerlands were ruled by the Lannisters of Casterly Rock, the Fertile Reach by the Gardeners of Highgarden. The Vale, the Fingers, and the Mountains of the Moon belonged to House Arryn. But the most belligerent kings of Aegon's time were the two whose realms lay closest to Dragonstone, Harren the Black and Argilac the Arrogant. From their great citadel, Storm's End, the Storm Kings of House Durrandon had once ruled the eastern half of Westeros from Cape Wrath to the Bay of Crabs, but their powers had been dwindling for centuries. The kings of the Reach had nibbled at their domains from the west. The Dornishmen harassed them from the south, and Harren the Black and his Ironmen had pushed them from the Trident and the lands north of the Blackwater Rush. King Argilac, last of the Durrandon, had arrested this decline for a time, turning back a Dornish invasion whilst still a boy, crossing the Narrow Sea to join the Great Alliance against the imperialist Tigers of Volantis, and slaying Garth the 7th Gardener, King of the Reach, in the Battle of Summerfield 20 years later. But Argilac had grown older. His famous mane of black hair had gone grey, and his prowess at arms had faded. North of the Blackwater, the Riverlands were ruled by the bloody hand of Harren the Black of House Hor, King of the Isle.